Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet lochs, and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visit Scotland.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with international jazz pianist and humanitarian Monica Herzig on the 2026 album Transparent. She's always good about taking up causes and making both music and making a statement a higher form of art. On this new instrumental project, she makes a host of listenable instrumental melodies merged with exciting themes. The title is a play on words nodding to both clarity and parenting a transgender child. It is a portrait in modern jazz of yesterday and tomorrow, full of renowned original compositions and a reimagination of Elton John's hit, Your Song. This is an album backing up the love and empathy we should globally feel for the trans community. Her extensive career has established her as a global force, and on this album, she stands boldly, unyielding to societal pressures, to proclaim her motherly love for her own family and beyond. Enjoy this interview. So let's hop in earnest. Transparent is the brand new album. So again, thank you for taking a minute out, and I look forward to getting into it. So before we get into this album, I kind of want to bring up what we're all living through, particularly here in America, with things that are happening between immigration and war and just a lot of stress. And as musicians, you're offering this level of escape or comfort to people that are in the audience. And I know it's comforting for musicians. How much of living through this modern era in America are you thinking about the way that you're creating and presenting and giving music to people?
Well, I mean, Transparent is a direct response because it's a response to the transphobia issue and about, you know, doing things, pointing fingers on something that's completely unnecessary and trying to distract from the real issues. So the whole album was, I mean, the music is all composed, written on the themes of what I heard from fellow parents, in order to not bring peace, but but awareness and thinking about the issue, and yes, bringing us together. So in some degree, peace, but mostly awareness of saying, hey, don't look here when somebody's distracting you. Look where the issues are.
I think what's happening with the trans community is something that, you know, the gay and lesbian community has been dealing with for a long time. Like, there's this level of everybody's so preoccupied with a group that really doesn't think about everybody else. It's like they just want to live and be accepted like everybody else. It's such a strange concept. And it seems like all of that onus has been thrown on the trans community, and it's been thrown on them for political narcissism, so to speak.
Well, I mean, as a distraction, I mean, there's nothing more innocent than that community. And that's, you know, this issue, it's not a choice.
Right.
You know, we've been through that. And I had it explained from doctors. I mean, it's 1% of the population where your brain is polled in a different way. And as long as you don't look like as what your brain tells you,
yeah,
you're not you. And that's all. That's basta all. And this whole finger pointing of, oh, you're doing something that's weird. I mean, it's just like having six fingers, or, I mean, there's something for every gene, and pulling that out is just silly. And it makes endangers that whole population, because, I mean, you see the suicide rate has exploded, and it's already so high, and endangers them also, because the homicide rate has also exploded.
Yeah. how long have you been thinking about making this album? When did the idea begin, and how did it kind of evolve into the actual project, the finished product?
So this is a Jazz Road creative residency project. And so, you know, I've thought it through that whole application process, you know, with that rise of that whole transphobia thing. So, you know, you can count back to when this cycle started and this whole the whole issues exploded. So that about the last 2 years. Yeah.
So how did you pick the cast of musicians on here? There's a lot of talent. There's a lot going on. What was the idea of picking the players?
So, you know, obviously my husband
yeah, right.
makes sense. He's a fellow Transparent. Two of the sax players are fellow Transparents, Joe Donnelly and Ted Nash. And the others are just really longtime collaborators, Tom Clark and Jeremy Allen. And Karina, you know, we've been working together in the Shiros. I think she's one of the best drummers out there, period. And I lost her in the pandemic when we were on tour with the Shiros, and we had to disband in the middle of March 2020. And she decided to go back to her family in Mexico and got stuck there for 5 years. So it took us 5 years to get her back. But yeah, we did it.
Yeah. Did I ever send you the picture when Shiros came out? I get a lot of CDs in the mail, and sometimes because I'll rip down digital tracks, I'll listen to it, and then I want to hand it off. And there's times where I'll hand them out at Halloween, but there was one year that there was a lemonade stand and there was a couple girls that were running it, and I specifically gave them your CD and they held it up. So that's been about 4 or 5 years ago, so maybe the seed was planted. I don't know if I sent you that picture, but I should send it over to you because it seemed to make sense.
I remember something. I'm pretty sure you said
it. Okay, all right. I probably did. I was pretty excited. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about the songs. What was the idea? How did you go through your set list? What was the final tracks that were selected and why?
Right. So I'm going to pull out the CD so I'm telling you the right things.
Yeah.
So I can walk you through. So the first one, well, I mean, all of them are based on the theme. So we did focus groups with fellow parents and just talked about their stories and their experiences. And I made a list of all the themes that came up and all the topics. And then I took that list and I put it on my piano. And the cool thing about this residency is that you can take 3-4 weeks out of your life and you just sit there from morning till evening and you create. And thank you for Jazz Road for that. So that's what I did. So I went in the studio, I went in like 9 in the morning, and then I just did writing and looking at the themes. And so the ones that got translated, so the first one is Look Out. This was the theme that came up where all the parents were just confirming what a strong new personality they were seeing once their kids transformed, this unstoppable, beautiful person. And then Transparenthood, that's Peter's tune, and it's just this rocky road on something. Then Please Forget, you know, that's another theme that came up. So the kids, of course, request to not have the old pictures, the old name, you know, you have to get rid of all of that. And it's tricky, but it's their plea because they don't want to be burdened with, you know, what was before. And so that's that theme of push it aside, get ready. And then Shadow is that time where, you know, something's up, but nobody can really pinpoint. And so they all were confirming, you know, there's this period and they have trouble finding what it is until they finally realize, you know, this is the reason and this is who I have to be. And then Etch-a-Sketch, that was really cool. That came up from one of the parents. Yeah, he said, you know, seeing our kids transform, it's kind of like the Etch-a-Sketch game where you make a picture and then you shake it all up.
Yeah. Yes.
And then You have this new person. And I love that comparison. So I just wrote a bunch of lines and I said, you know, let's just start and play them all and you can play them or not play them. Let's just keep playing. And then on cue, you know, we'll all fall apart and then we'll start over. And I even have to start modem startup sound in between there somewhere.
I remember that well.
And then invincible again is that new personality, you know, unstoppable. That's, you know, we can take them as a model of how you can stand up and be yourself and you know, nothing. I mean, the worst things around you will not stop you being who you are. Some of us wish we could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And then sacred earth is the idea. So that one I had already a little earlier, but this idea that we are on this earth and we are guests and we should treat it like guests and not owners. You know, we're killing our environment and we're not responsible. So, and then melody erase, that's a direct hint for us, because my kid started out as a melody at the name and then got a new name. So you have to erase that old name.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the most powerful on the whole album. At the end, we're reciting all those themes that came up. So you can hear them all mingled up at the end.
Yeah.
And then dance in harmony. So we have another kid and Jasmine, harmony is her middle name. And eventually she came to us and said, you know, you're writing all these tunes about the other kid. Why are you never writing anything about me? And it was like, oh yeah, this is, you know, the good kids never get anything because they're the good kids.
I know.
So, right. That's what you get for being good. No attention.
That's it.
That's it. So we changed that for that. And, bring us together, BUT, makes sense, right? Of bridging all these gaps that we have. And yeah, we should get over this. And then we took an Elton John song, your song, because it's one of my kids' favorites. And, you know, it's Elton.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a beautiful capper. So 11 songs. So I'm curious. You walk into this project and you obviously have a lot, the magnitude of it is right in front of you. You're covering something that is about as ever present as it can be in our modern world right now. And you obviously have convictions for conveying different messages through the songs. But at the end of the day, you're a human being. And there's a level of this that when you make something, when you get into an artistic or a creative space, it changes you. There's revelations. There's growth. What ultimately happened to you in this process, the change in you from the beginning of thinking about doing this to having the actual album physically in your hands? What change did you make? What happened to you?
But yeah, in terms of changes, you know, I think this was one of the most deepest projects I ever got to do in terms of really thinking about the music and the impact that you can have. And you know, one of the things is I grappled a long time of how I make this public, because, you know, it's tricky. So if you're too clear, maybe you get on a blacklist, you know, and I travel across continents all the time. Do I get stopped at the airport for being outspoken? And are people attacking us? I mean, they can easily figure out that it's my kid, you know, and he's pretty public. So I grappled a long time if I should really make it clear what it's all about. And eventually I thought, you know, I have to, because, you know, if we stay quiet, then we're part of the problem. And it's kind of, it's our responsibility to do that, and if I want to speak up, then I should.
Yeah.
So I thought about it a long time and eventually said, okay, I'm gonna do it. And so far so good. It seems that it's actually a really positive response, and it made me grow as a creative, saying, hey, I have this responsibility and the power to say something with my music, and I should use this responsibility, especially when it's needed.
And I think anything you create requires a level of bravery. It doesn't matter how sedate you might think it is. At the
Sure.
end of the day, you're putting yourself out there. And your message, as much as it's close to you and you look in the mirror every day, it's completely different to somebody else. So, that's what I've always admired about your creative arc is that, like with She Rose, you were kind of put shedding some light on the females that are in the world of jazz that's male dominated, those kinds of things, those themes. And I think we need to have trailblazers like you that are out there that weave this narrative, that get us to be thinking about it. Because at the end of the day, this community, these are real human beings. It's not a punchline. It's not something that's thrown out willy-nilly at a rally. These are human beings that are doing this. And for a lot of them that are going through these transformations, I can't even imagine how painful it would be to not only do the surgery and the hormones and all of the things that you have to do. Who in their right mind would want to go through that level of emotional and physical exertion, So there you go. That's your answer.
This is not a voluntary thing, and it's not a fashion thing, and it yeah, and there's no need for finger pointing. It's a distraction, and I just want to make this really clear. People look somewhere else. That's fabricated.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
So I'm curious, what are you going to do for live shows? The warm months are upon us, promoting the album, people that want to get a physical copy to support you, all the good business, where do they go?
So it's available from our website to order. So Monica with a K, hersik.com. And I also put it on Bandcamp. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
For those who can want to support that way. And part of the proceeds do go to LGBTQ organizations too.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And we're planning to tour, so definitely October in Europe. And I'm working with Jazz Road right now to organize a US tour also.
Well, I will get all of these links in the show notes. I will let you have a chance to get that voice suit. I know it's that time of year. So thank you so much. It's great to reconvene. Great to talk to you again. I'm looking forward to profiling this on the show. Best of luck with the tour and the album. It's such a wonderful cause, such a wonderful project.
Thank you.
Take care. See you later. Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Indiana, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Monica for swinging back by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.
You can't reason with the sun. Trust us, we've tried. This summer, it's time to put that angry ball of fire on mute. Columbia's OmniShade technology is engineered to protect you from the sun's harsh rays that can burn and damage your skin. The sun is relentless, but so is our gear. Level up your summer at Columbia.com to spend more time outside and less time slathering on aloe lotion. You're welcome. Columbia, engineered for whatever.